And good morning, David.
Good morning, Danny.
Now, it says here you're in Sarawak.
Yes.
Okay, Sarawak. I didn't realize it was a key industrial market or the move, you know, the center of the Hang Seng or whatever it is. But Sarawak, of course, has its own charms.
It has its moments, yes.
You've had where is Sarawak?
It's near Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
So near Borneo.
Near Borneo. Ah, okay. That's wild, man. Okay, so I know if we do a better joke this morning, I'll be very, very surprised. Good morning, David. Now, even from Sarawak, of course, you keep in touch via the World Wide Web and a certain amount of string. So what have you got for us this morning?
Just to follow on from yesterday's theme about unusual monies.
I went on a trail, I did give you one of the, well, in fact, the very first task I've ever said to you. I said,
absolutely.
That's all very well. This has been one-way traffic. All you do is bring together the strands of the great financial mysteries. And here's something for you to, here's something, I want you to bring us information about the most peculiar currencies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have?
This is the red feather money of the Solomon Isles.
Feather? Red, yeah. I mean, when you say red feather, it has feathers on them, or it is a feather?
It's made from red feathers of the honey-eating bird of the Solomon Isles.
She wears red feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt. She wears red feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt. She lives on fresh coconuts and fish from the sea, with the sun in her heart and a gleam in her eye and a love in her heart for me. Thank you very much, Elias. Lovely, isn't it? I may have said after. I don't know.
It should have been cut. Get around the boys until he said love in her ass. That's a bit odd. I didn't realize one of these rugby club things.
The actual lyrics are love in her heart. Where the one can. Of course, said truly. I was so enjoying my own performance.
Yeah, I had
today.
A quick look at Kath.
It's a perfectly legitimate 1950s song, David. It goes with the sun in her hair and a gleam in her eye and a love heart for me.
Everyone just looks at each other and mouths the words.
Hang on. Say you are. Hang on. We now have Wendy and Blackheath on the phone. Has your partner ever made an accident? Oh dear.
I can't believe you said that.
But that's why I said it out loud. I thought, play that back to me. I was talking to him. Play that back. Just saying that. David, sorry, my friend.
Oh, I apologise to everybody.
It's such a sweet little song as well.
No.
But the idea that anybody might have love in their rear end. Oh, she loves you with every bit of her, that woman.
Oh, man.
What's the matter? Oh, well. Sorry, David. What's happening? So the red feather money of where?
Of the Solomon Isles.
And it's made from red feathers, or, as I say, have you actually ever seen this?
I've never seen it, no, but I've seen pictures of it. And it's actually made from the red feathers of the honey-eating bird of the Solomon Isles.
It seems a rather labour-intensive and expensive way to go, doesn't it?
It is. And, in fact, the red feather money is only used in very rare occasions. One roll of red feather money can buy you a canoe.
A roll of it?
A roll of it, yes. They turn them into rolls. So what they do is they glue together all these red feathers.
Wow.
And they add some pigeon feathers to it as well, because I don't think there's enough. Yep.
Yeah. Can you break a red feather? And I've got some duck down.
Oh, yeah. I don't take duck down.
A duvet in Sarawak has got millions. Millions. People leave duvets to relatives. So, we better get on to the actual financial news.
We should do.
Remind me of this again tomorrow when I'm perhaps sober. and we'll do that.